And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel. Banger, banger, banger.
Bangers, bangers, bangers.
Who's married? Assemble.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. Joshy Gonz is out on PTO enjoying the Italian countryside. If you want to check on Josh, follow him on Joshy Gonz on Instagram and look at his stories. He's having a good time. I'm enjoying his vacation through his Instagram stories. I wish he would do more of that. Who's in the back?
That's Amber.
Hey, Amber.
She started my hair last night, and we're back at it.
Oh, she finna finish you right now?
Because we both got things to do later.
Girl, I can't do it no more.
Well, yeah, I said, girl, go to bed and come back. Come back and do my hair.
And you just went to bed with your head like that?
Yes. I laid on the couch and went to sleep at like 1 or 2 o'clock. And then she came back at 6. And I got back in the seat.
Wow. Did you work out today?
No, and I'm mad I didn't work out yesterday. From flying, getting back, my workout has been a little
tough.
But I'm going to get back to it.
I tell people all the time it's tough. All right. First thing on the docket, a Welsh man was arrested for dressing up as the Grim Reaper and just standing outside of hospitals. And he was arrested. I think the charge was like being a public menace. Let me double check what the charge.
From your docket, don't ever look like my docket, Kevin.
That's the angel.
It's not the first. You say the first thing on the docket, and I'm like, that's not it.
Oh well, to the people, not actually first. Okay. First thing.
Okay.
But let me see what his Leon Gillespie. Okay. USA Today reports that 26-year-old Welsh man Leon Gillespie, dressed as a Grim Reaper, climbing on top of the roof of a hospital and silently stared down at patients, visitors, and staff as they entered the building. Fortunately for him, hospitals don't have a real sense of humor about these things. Authorities say Gillespie from Degani, Wales.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Oh, the entrance to Yipsney Glen and Clyde Hospital in the St. Asaph for about 15 minutes, wearing a hooded robe, looked like a long blade. Police and firefighters showed up. He was arrested for committing the heinous acts. Oh, wait, that's not the charge.
He pled guilty to causing a nuisance or disturbance.
Public nuisance, thank you. Angel, what you are a black mother who's been to the hospital at least 3 times to birth children. Can you imagine going to the hospital for some serious thing and seeing somebody stand outside?
Well, see, my brain ain't good. I would crack up. I would laugh so hard. Because my brain is not good. I've been like, you stupid. This is funny.
If I had a serious surgery, I'm always freaking out about dying when I was in the hospital. I remember when I went in one time, and I had got an EKG done and I was by myself. I probably told you the story. I'm an old man. I say the same things, but I got an EKG done cause they heard something unusual with my heartbeat. And when I tell you, they put that little liquid on there and sucked that thing on me and I was by myself, when that tear came out of my eye.
Oh, it made you cry.
It made me cry. Cause I was like, well, I'm dying. I'm 23 years old, and the Lord don't call me home. My heart is broken. If I would have been crying and got up out of that thing and looked out the window and seen that Grim Reaper standing outside with that scythe, I think that's what his blade is called, I would have been like, I told y'all I'm dead. I told y'all.
I don't think I would believe it in a Party City costume. Like, it can't match what we think it is in real life. Like, if it was something that I had like never seen before, oh, you might get me. Like, but if it looks like anything I've seen in a movie, or you know what I'm saying, something that M. Night Shyamalan came up with, it's going to be more comical than scary. I'll be like, They use that same thing on Family Guy. This don't work on me. Like, you don't have to.
It would have worked on me so good because I'm already in my head.
Bless your heart. Now, if as a child, it would have got me. And maybe in my 20s, but at 40.
Though I'm a child and I may not know very much. You know that song, Angel?
Of course.
Did you get to lead or you had to sing in the choir?
I don't think we ever sang it at our church. I'm trying to think in our kids' choir. Did we ever get to that song? But I know it because it was so popular. Like that song was so very popular.
It was your first solo, April. Though I'm a child and I may not know very much, I know the word of God is true. And you read your Bible, have little room for doubt. Surrender and spirit is true from the inside out.
We did sing it inside out.
Y'all didn't sing
it? We did sing it. And I'm pretty sure my best friend Erica sang it. There were better singers than me. I was a good, let me hold down the, like, you give me like one sentence in something. But I'm more so just let me sing in the choir loud.
Oh, I'm a lead singer.
Oh, well, we all know that.
When I sang with Sean Stockman,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
You take the background, Mr. Stockman. Okay?
Right.
This is my time to shine. No, I don't know the words all the way, but I do know the words.
Hold on real quick. Sorry to divert. Luigi played guilty.
Mangione?
Yeah.
You just seen that?
Yeah, just popped up as one of my alerts. Luigi done pled guilty.
Hold on.
To federal charges of stalking and admitting to shooting United Healthcare CEO in 2024.
That's been 2 years?
Yeah, but Kevin, how did your brain grab that band's last name? How did it do that?
Luigi Ben, I don't know that many Luigis.
I know one.
I don't.
And his last name is Brothers. Luigi Brothers. He's related to Mario Brothers. That's the only Luigi I know. How you grab that man's last name? You grabbed it out of the ether. There's nothing that would have had me get that name ever.
Mario Brothers and them that ain't their last name, Angel.
Now, what is it then?
It's Thompson. First of all, it's Mario and Luigi Thompson.
Yeah, the Thompson. They got a pump.
Really is that the. So, wait a second. Why are they the Mario Brothers if that's his first name then?
And that's why I think their last name is Brothers. See, I don't think they ain't got their third eye open. Because why else would it be Mario Brothers? While he is the lead, his brother is his brother.
Kamikaze said his name Mario. Mario is Mario.
Oh, that would piss me off if somebody gave me the same first name as my last name.
Luigi should say something about that, man. He should bring that up.
He just be in the background all tall. And that's why he's green. He green with envy, but he don't say nothing. He don't.
I never thought about that last name, Angel. I'm actually surprised that man, Luigi Mangione, pled not guilty. I thought he would have pled guilty. I thought he would have pled not guilty or insanity. Oh, let me read the article. Luigi Mangione admits to shooting United Healthcare CEO. I knew what I was doing. Article says Luigi Mangione pleaded guilty to federal stalking charges on Friday, throwing a wrench into a separate state murder trial scheduled to begin next month over the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. In the striking development, Mangione reversed his previous not guilty plea in a federal court as members of the Thompson family. That's why Thompson was in my mind. I didn't even know that man's name. Journalists of the public, some of them fans of 28-year-old, filled in the wooden benches. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. I just want to read. Okay. Here we go. After answering a series of questions from U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett, Mangione read a statement. Quote, after years of enduring severe pain from a broken back, navigating obstacles from the health insurance system, I learned that United Healthcare would be holding its annual investor conference in New York City on December 4th, 2024. He said, I traveled to New York with the intent to shoot Brian Thompson. On December 4th, 2024, I shot Brian Thompson and he died. When I did so, I understood my actions would place him in fear of death or severe bodily injury. I knew what I was doing. Well, dang.
He said, I wasn't insane. I had a plan. I knew. I looked up the dates. I Googled it. I said, oh, he'll be there. I Googled his face. I'm going to shoot him. And then God. I went to McDonald's and got a Happy Meal.
Man. Listen, let me tell you what. The healthcare system in America is outright diabolical.
It is.
You wonder why, I mean, you hear stories, horror stories of outright denials of everything from major surgeries, preventative medicine, being able to go to specialists, the cost of doctors, the cost of medicine, inpatient, outpatient treatment, having insurance. And like, the thing is, healthcare insurance is so expensive, right? You know, it's usually a huge part of what comes out of people's paycheck. And then for you to pay all that money, and then when you need to activate the insurance, it don't cover the stuff anyway, is infuriating.
It's not just that, the fact that they try to get out of, like, their goal is not to actually cover you. They're looking for every reason not to. And it's just like, then why have I been paying you all this time? Like, if your main goal is to not help me, then why are you letting me pay you this money?
And they're going to decline you. More people than should have to turn to friends, family, and community outreach, like GoFundMe, for major health things. Like, most people don't have the money. And the insurance company, first of all, this is my revolutionary thought. Your insurance and healthcare should be a part of paying taxes to live in a society. The same way we chip in for roads and school, we should chip in for health. If a business is in charge of health, it is in their best interest not to pay for things. So the insurance company don't make money. And when your true desire is revenue, profit, and revenue for your shareholders, it's actually not in my best interest to actually help people and pay for things. Hold on one second, Angel.
This is why I know some people, when it became illegal for us not to have health care, when that whole thing started, that would do these like communal health care situations where everyone paid into a pot. And then if you had a medical situation or medical, I don't know if it's an emergency or what you call it, you take from the pot to pay for it. I actually know it was a white lady who I was cool with named Dana. She had twins, and this was around the time when our healthcare, Obamacare came about. And she was like, we are deciding not to do that, and we're going in with a community of people that are all paying into one pot. And you don't use the pot if you don't have any medical thing. And I was like, that sounds interesting. I don't know, like, yeah, kind of like a susu, exactly. I don't know how well it works, but the idea sounded great, because then it's just like, if people can only pay for healthcare, they're not like paying to get their boobs done or their teeth done. I feel like it seems like a very fair system to set up. Obviously there might be somebody who's sicker than someone else, but if this is a situation where everybody kind of cares about everyone, then you don't have to worry about, well, we're not going to pay for it because we feel like you shouldn't have had to have a second pap smear to see if the cells were cancerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, that type of shit that it feels because like they deny.
They want to stop the screening so that you don't get approved for the surgery, so they don't have to stop the surgery. So people end up dying. And that's what's crazy. It's like, you go to other countries like Switzerland, even Canada, and they have healthcare, free healthcare, and it be reasonable. And you pay a lot of taxes, but we pay a lot of taxes anyway. We spend too much money making bombs, missiles, weapons of mass destruction, empire expanding tactics. If we just said, hey, let's take a few of the billions of billions of billions that we spend on war all the time, it ain't like we don't have the money. We misappropriate the money for war, defense, destruction, when most people forget about y'all over here funding war with Iran, supporting Israel. Most people just want to be able to get their asthma medicine, they mama blood pressure pills, and if you hurt your back, to be able to get a surgery. Can you imagine if, you know what, we talked about this before. Can you imagine, Angel, if of all the things that the government can spend money on, if they said, hey, Angel, it's your tax time with your return that you file, you can rank what the government can spend your tax money on. You can do missiles, destruction, or healthcare, fire department, police. Can you imagine if the doggone departments had to earn the tax money, how different it would be if we was like, okay, firemen, what y'all done? What y'all been doing on the fire? Police, y'all been doing that? Let me tell you,
it does sound great. However, there are so many stupid people. There are so many dumb fuckers. Excuse my French.
That's English.
I said I was going to do better. I said I was going to. No, really? It's French. You just French.
Why are you going to do better?
Huh?
Why are you going to do better? And don't lose your train of thought, but I'm curious, why are you going to do better?
Well, I guess we could both pretend like we don't cuss on this podcast, so we can be more like twins.
I don't cuss.
Exactly. Neither do I. So that's why.
You cuss when you're doing Jonah Hill. But go ahead. What was your thought?
He really thought he was Mortal Kombat. Who says annihilate? Who says that?
The funniest thing about that video, Angel, nobody believed him.
They all laughed at him.
They all laughed. And who walking around Jonah Hill saying the fat guy from Superbad?
Oh, probably other crazy white dudes, but that's it. You know, there's probably white guys because they can be jerks like that. He's the fat guy. Or maybe he's in a whole like movie that he wrote in his head, written by Seth Rogen. Because that's what somebody in a Seth Rogen movie would definitely say.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, there's the fat guy from, anyway, not Jonah Hill, but people are dumb. And so while that sounds like a good idea, because I feel like people are so prone to believing propaganda, they'll be like, no, they say it that if we put more money towards the bombs, that we'd be able to get free food because the bombs are made on fertile land and it's easier to grow crops if they make bombs on that land. So I'm voting for the bombs because I heard they make really good corn on the nuclear properties.
Let me tell you what, I do agree with you on this. Politicians' greatest trick is they convince people every year, every midterm, every 4 years to vote against their own best interests as long as I feel like you're going to hurt somebody that I don't like and it ain't me. The amount of white people who were married to illegal immigrants who voted for Trump, and then when ICE came and got their wife and husband was like, well, why would you do that? And it was like, it's insane. He said pretty clear that he was going. Just last week, a white dude, his ICE came and got his Venezuelan wife, and he was like, well, I voted for Trump. I never thought that would happen to me. Why? What about Trump over the last 12 years that he's been very visibly in the public office has made you think that he wasn't going to do what that part. They've been ICE videos on the streets for the last 2 years. Or that Haitian restaurant owner, black dude, Haitian dude, who they ended TPS, which I'm not overly familiar with, but he's a black dude who voted for Trump. And Trump ended TPS. I don't know what that is exactly, but it hurt this Haitian man's business. And that man was like, I don't know why he did that. And I was like, boy, I don't.
What else do you need to be listening to?
That's
and, like, and let me just like, say, oh, go ahead.
Kev on stage took his shirt off when prompted.
He gonna do it every time.
How? But go ahead, Angel.
I was gonna say, in my apologies for using a Southern accent to put on to dumb people, because I hate when people assume that Southern people are dumb. So that wasn't to coincide, but I will say there are just a lot of dumb people in America in general. All those people who voted for that man who are surprised by what happened to them, to their friends. It's just like, but listen, Trump lies, but he didn't lie to y'all in this case. He told you exactly what was going to happen.
He'd been doing this whole term. I think the entitlement, people just think as long as it don't happen to me. People running businesses with people who are not legally in this country were like, well, Trump, don't take my person. Take their people. Take the other people. It's like we talked about before, that lady who went off on Mexican people and then went to a Mexican restaurant. And then people were like, man, get the hell out of here. She was like, why? They were like, what do you mean, why? You've been talking crazy about us all day. But think about America. We were anything but the children of God. And them white men came in there and raped them black women, had sex with them, and would beat you and have sex with you in the same day. Thought you were less than human until it was time to have sex. Secretly beautiful, secretly love you, secretly call you love child and all that type of stuff. And then get in your face and call you everything but a child of God.
Yeah.
Moving on, unless you have anything else to say.
No, what were we even talking about?
I don't know, Angel. I don't know why anybody listens to this
podcast. I don't know where we're moving on from.
Moving on from whatever we're talking about.
We're moving on from Luigi, I think. I don't think we moved from Luigi. Yeah, that's what it was.
We're going to listen to Ray J open up about his sexuality on The Breakfast Club. And I'm going to tell you what I think about Ray J.
Like, you're always genuine. I will.
God dang it.
Dude, like, you're always genuine. I will always say that you're always genuine. But would you say you're bisexual? But it's not.
I mean,
you've been asked that before. Crazy. Don't look like
no,
me.
I'm just saying,
like,
but
what was the context? Like, no,
it came out of nowhere.
Wow. No, you are screaming. And, you know, you just talking about it a few minutes ago, like separating the businessman versus the character, then, you know, the family guy.
What did he do?
Which one is gay? No, because remember you were sweaty and you were on that live and, you know, I think it was Dean and AB, you know, they do a lot of gayness and you were on there.
Yeah, I don't think they do a lot of gayness. I think that it's just like a vibe, you know?
Okay, that's what is it, you know, that's what they're calling it. That's cool. But you were vibing a lot too.
Yeah.
And you were bringing up, you know, things that you have done or things that people may have done to you, men. And
what have men done to you? I am so lost.
I think you're talking about the trends. When you said you almost slept with a trans woman.
But just a regular man too.
Almost. And then,
YG made that record about you. I forgot.
He didn't make that.
He told us all he did not say that was about Ray.
He did not say that. It was about Ray J.
He did off the air.
Because
all he was just like, that's my homie.
Ray J was not one of the biggest.
What you mean?
Nah. I mean, it's all performative.
Okay, you know what so I'm that saying? Part
and again, yeah. Like, I have a lot of gay friends.
For sure.
I work with a lot of people in the LGBTQI plus community. We have the gay agency.
Yes.
And, you know, I just feel like when somebody asks me that, to when I see other people get asked that question, they immediately go no in a certain way.
Right, get defensive.
Yeah, where it's almost like they're saying it's not okay to just be who you are. And mm-hmm. for me, I try to make sure I carefully answer it where I'm not gay, but I got a lot of gay friends. So shout out to the gay agency.
But it's okay. Like, you don't have to always say that. We know that you love gays. You're around gays all the time, you know, and that's fine. But we were asking, like,
when are you gay? I think we all are.
Gay? Yeah,
no, we're all like friends with gays.
Oh, you said you always say gay.
But here's the thing. If you're comfortable with who you are, then you can have fun.
Yeah,
whether you
sure.
got gay friends or straight friends. And I see that happen here all the time.
Yeah.
What do you see?
I see a lot of pause moments.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It inspires me.
As
we're having conversations. I mean, you guys do it all the time. Charlamagne, mm-hmm. for sure.
Listen, I love you regardless of what you
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Right? No, it's not a see how you see.
We all do.
I do. Oh, you my guy.
No, I'm just
saying. Nobody will ever make me not fuck with Ray.
Yeah, but
he's saying y'all play gay games all the time.
Y'all play gay games all the time too.
Oh, wait, did I miss it? Did he answer yes or no?
He didn't.
I did.
I don't think he wants to offend the actual
gays. I said, no, I'm not. But
at points when you're moving very gaily, then you are going to be asked that question.
I have no
new
problem
show.
Answering
That's
it,
a
right?
New show. Can I give you my thoughts on Ray J?
And just so, wait a minute, I want you to, but just so you know, the video continues to go. He does address the question that she asked. Go ahead.
He does?
Yeah.
I got tired.
I listened to the whole video this morning.
God dang it. And I erased that video. I'm going to say, what did he ask? What did he say?
He said, no, he's not gay and no, he's not bi.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think Ray J does. And people have said this before, so this is not my own original thought. I think. Hold on one second. I think Ray J's greatest skill is he is a master of staying in the conversation. That version of Ray J, I think, is actually who he really is. And he just knows when to turn up, say something, do something, slap somebody's back, rub their back in a moment to stay in the conversation. I think Ray J just knows how the internet works and how to stay. It's the same skill set that the Kardashians mastered. They mastered being in the public eye and then figured out how to monetize it. I think that's what Ray J does. I think he knows if I say this, if I do this, this is going to get picked up. Yes, this is exactly what I think. He's a professional troll and he is so funny. Like I told Liz, she didn't believe that I thought this, but I told Liz when Ray J smacked me on the back on that Denny Kings thing, I said, this is going to go viral. In the moment, I thought this is going to go viral. When I clip this out and post this, this is going to become a thing. And it has become a thing. And I don't even think he was being disingenuous in that moment. I think he was being really genuine. I think he just sometimes knows and sometimes it just happens because of who he is.
I was shocked at how much of an, what I got from that clip other than annoying, was I was shocked at how much of an ally he was to the LGBTQ plus community, because I don't pay no attention to Ray J.
Oh, that's Ray J be on, he be saying shout out to the gay agency all the time.
I had no idea that him and the gays were in lockstep. Okay. I also realized how immature, I mean, which I've always thought, how immature Black folk be. Because one is just like, I don't know if minds were inquiring Ray J's sexuality. That's actually the one person I absolutely did not care to know what his sexuality was. And just bless her heart, you move about gaily. What?
I don't know what that was.
What? My Baltimore queen. What was that? and has this been a question that people have been wanting to know from him for a while? Or
Ray
is this
J
a new thing?
He's been saying stuff that has stirred the waters of his sexuality. He just be he, but I'd be thinking it's to be trolling versus how he really feels.
I just feel like anytime you're in a conversation and Ray J seems to be the person that's talking the most sense, you're on the wrong side of the conversation. I don't ever want to be in a conversation where Ray J is the one making the most sense. And I'm on the side of looking crazy. That would make me stop and reevaluate my entire freaking life.
Somebody said that on Twitter, but said, I said something and Boosie said they agreed with me. And I was like, Boosie said he agreed with me. And I said, hold on. Wait, Boosie agreed with me? Let me change what I said. Because if me and Boosie agree, I have to be wrong.
I just was like, but that's what it is. I was like, there are four other adult individuals. And Ray J's the person in Ray J, the fifth person, is the person that's sounding the most like legit, the most like, I like that guy. He's on to something. That would make me pause real hard and be like, okay, so something's happened. Something in my journey, I took the wrong turn in the road, and I've got to get back. Got to get back to where I'm supposed to be.
And let me also take a shower and clear my mind, then look in the mirror, because I need to evaluate a lot of things. All right, I want to cover a couple more things. I want to play this for you. This was a lady's response to Spider-Man, her thoughts on the Spider-Man Brand New Day movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Why do this to you? Why do you forget that this is what happens when you do it? Hold on. Let me turn her up on my phone. I have her up.
Play it, Angel.
Because I was pissed off this morning. And then they... Let me click on the link. Let me click on the link again, because here we go.
Like, oh, my God. It was like demonic. Like, this man was controlling the people. Like, it was spirits jumping out of other people, going in other people. Y'all, I prayed up in that movie theater and I literally told God, I said, Lord, if you don't want me to watch this movie, I will leave right now. Within 10 seconds, I literally heard in the Spider-Man movie, the man say, I'm possessed or something like that. Like, we can't even take our kids to the movie theaters no more to watch a movie without it being demonic, bro. Like, something has to change. Like, we walked out of that movie theater. There is no way that the... Bro,
that's mine. I just haven't taken it to the county.
Angel, your thoughts as a Black mother?
And see, this goes back to that damn Grim Reaper. The fact, it's, you know, if the Christians don't want me, just tell me. Because that's what it feels like. They are doing everything to make me go, you know what? Our time is up. Our time has come. Because I didn't think that we were slow. I didn't think that we were crazy. But now everything is pointing to we are the crazy ones. We are the slow ones. Because it's called Spider-Man, okay? Every villain is possessed by something evil. Like every single one, whether it be caused by true like passion, they eventually become possessed by something evil. What did you think Marvel stood for? The marvelous, matchless name of Jesus? It does not. We are not out here selling Christian propaganda in Marvel. She literally let. First of all, that movies are expensive. Movies are very expensive. I'm not leaving. Okay, I'm going to be offended until the very end, until the credits roll. I'm not about to waste my money. And then the fact that she's really equating it to our belief system of the fact that there are demons and that, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal and all that stuff, and equating it to Tom Holland fighting against this white girl whose baby I don't know? Why are we so, what's happened to our brains?
Can I tell you my thoughts?
Please, friend.
I thought we would be different because when I was a kid, I remember my homeboy's mom was like, you can't watch that Batman because, you know, this is animated Batman. What you mean the Dark Knight? Jesus, joy cometh in the morning. So anything that has a darkness to it, that is not of God. So he couldn't watch Batman. And I thought, man, this is crazy. These old parents one day will be the parents and will know the difference between acting and serious. And when I tell you, we have done nothing but replace his mama with Batman and Spider-Man Brand New Day. You know what impressed me about that part of the movie? I was watching it behind the scenes and they got dancers. Have you seen it or you ain't seen it?
That's not.
So they got dance. There was like, how do we make this look real without CGI? So they got dancers to like, because they're more.
It was so fire.
And I was like, wow, that was a smart way of doing that. And then I saw this video and I said, we watching the same thing differently. And let me tell you why you're going to be sad. You go watch them Christian movies, them Left Behind, them Kirk Cameron movies. They'd be the worst movies you ever seen in your freaking life. The movies suck. You need the gays and the people with tattoos. You need all the people that the Christians hate. They make the good entertainment. The Christian entertainment, it stinks. It stinks to the high heavens. We used to have watched those Left Behind movies and Fireproof, Bible Man. I used to be in there like, man, just, man, watch out, man. Just let me repent after I watch the good stuff. Because the super Christian propaganda movies, they be terrible. They be terrible.
Kevin, let me also say this, what also is pissing me off, but I'm going to see if I can do it without cussing. Watching this black woman talk about this, seriously. We be working with fucking deep, I can't even get it out. We be working with demons in everyday life that literally cause us harm, that literally are operating under the direction of the devil, and we act like we can't see that shit. Dang, I'm gonna do better.
Tomorrow.
A movie. Quite literally, we as black people at least, and I'm sure other marginalized groups, have had to directly deal with the destructive hand of people who are evil. The literal definition of evil. Mm-hmm. And we have a hard time calling that out. But an imagination movie, a movie that had to be edited, we're like, mm-mm. The devil is all up in through it. No, the devil is your child not being able to get a good quality ass education because they done redirected all the goddamn money from your school district to these white folk. That's devilish, but you done missed it. It didn't piss me off. It didn't piss me off. Go ahead, Kevin.
I want to say something. I was at Melissa's dad's house last night, and I saw on the news that I believe, I forget the name of the bank, they closed 200 of Trump's accounts because they suspect him of money laundering. The literal president of the United States in real life, not an actor playing the president, not a Marvel movie. It was Chase. Thank y'all. It was Chase. The literal president of the United States, when he was running for presidents, said, all you got to do is grab him by the pussy. That's what the president said. And then he said, oh, yeah, man, you know, 2 Corinthians, y'all. The literal president of the United States. Literal president of the United States said that them 5 black kids in New York should be thrown in jail, even after it was found out that they didn't have nothing to do with that Central Park lady being raped. These are the people who work in at the highest offices of the country, and you talking about Tom Holland as Spider-Man? Why are you even going to see Spider-Man? You know Jesus wasn't in there. I seen a thread, Angel. Somebody said,
are you sure? Spider-Man doesn't seem like it would have Jesus in it. You sure?
I seen a thread that said, and this was not being funny. They said, what y'all who work with the spirit of discernment, what did you discern from Spider-Man Brand New Day?
Let me tell you. That was a question. That was a real question. It wasn't satirical. They wanted people to waste their time.
Angel, ask genuinely. I said, what did y'all discern about Peter Parker? Why are you going to Marvel movies to get discernment? What are y'all talking about?
That don't make so much sense why Scientology blew up the way it did. Because Scientology was based off of sci-fi books. They were like, people would rather believe this. They would rather focus on this than what's happening in their day-to-day life. The devil don't even got to hide no more.
Listen.
He's like, you don't look right past me into something that ain't got shit to do with me. God dang it. You gonna look right past me at stuff that ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got to even hide. It can introduce itself as devil.
Yes.
And then be like, yeah, watch out. What they doing over there at Disney? Huh? Why Mickey got on that daggone wizard hat? He's a Wiccan. He's a warlock.
Oh, my God.
I did not know that we were this dumb as a collective. I did not know. And it irks my nerve because that really upset her. It shook up her spirit so bad that you can't be a warrior for Christ. Because if a movie shake you up, if the apocalypse really happened, if the rapture happened and she was left behind, baby, girl, you ain't gonna be no help. Your spirit get too shaken up too easy.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
a white boy and go here.
I could have preached a message off the Brand New Day of the Spider-Man.
For the message,
you discerning, and I said, my God, we are trying to do things by ourselves. Mighty God, we think that the people around us, my God, will be less hurt without us. Mm-hmm. Come on. You are letting your past determine your future. You are sitting alone. And the people that you are afraid of hurting are prepared to hurt with you. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
True love isn't saying that I shall not be with you. True love and friendship is saying I will go through this with you, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And who got up on that ignominious cross and died so that you
come on, ignominious,
this life alone? Somebody named Jesus. Jesus didn't avoid the hurt. Jesus said, I'm gonna go up on this cross and I'm gonna hurt with you, so that when you are hurting today, you know that Jesus already hurt with you. Jesus was in his side and spilled his blood to hurt with you. He was whipped and wounded for your transgressions to hurt with you. Don't push people away that love you. They are designed to bring us together. We are not designed to go through this thing alone. And when you go through it alone, my God, you turn into more of a monster. When you have nobody to ease that burden. See, my Bible says, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. He will not give you much more than you can bear. See, the problem is that you are taking on more than your fair share of the burden. And that's why it seems so heavy, my God. Now watch this. Jean Grey was terrorizing the city.
Yeah.
They treated her as a monster. And Spider-Man did not have the power to overcome her. But you know what he had the power to do? To see her as she was and become her friend. My God. See, we are treating people like monsters.
Mm-hmm.
When we need to see them as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after mm-hmm. you've been alone for years, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That is your brand new day. Huh?
Hey. You've
been
hey.
Through the dark night.
Mm-hmm.
You've sat alone.
Mm-hmm.
You sat alone all in your own
mm-hmm.
room.
Mm-hmm.
But God is calling you a brand new day. There's been a homecoming. You had no way home. You've been far from home. But God said, today I declare unto you, it's a brand new day in your life. Things are looking up. The sky is breaking. The sun is shining. You are no longer going to sit there all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
It's turning around for you. It's turning around for you.
It's turning.
It's turning around for you. Thwip. Reach out and grab pew. God has given you the power to grab your blessing. Hey, I hear you, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes
one more thing. Holy Ghost just dropped this in me, Angel, and I'm gonna
go. Yeah.
Spider-Man, my God, Spider-Man was trying to hide the bad parts of himself.
My God.
But God created the totality of you, and you're going to need your total self to overcome these obstacles.
Okay, so the Holy Spirit was talking to us at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Angel. You in the room. Mm-hmm, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Because as we saw, Peter, he was trying to mute the anointing God had on his life.
Yes,
because the devil had convinced him that God did not want him to walk in all of his power.
Hey,
but what does the word of God say? When two or three are gathered, so shall he be when they're gathered in his name. So when he got back with MJ, when he got back with that Samoan looking boy, Samoan, what is his name? I don't know.
Ned.
Best friend, Ned,
Yeah.
Standing for not ever, devil. You thought that you could send the Punisher to distract me, but I will convert him. Me to walk where I got to walk.
That's MJ,
my Jesus. That's who I walk with, my Jesus.
Now watch this. Watch this.
Come on.
His name is Peter Parker. Peter is a disciple in the Bible. You need to park your Holy Ghost.
Because what did Peter do? Peter came.
Mary Jane, what's Jesus' mama name? Mary.
And let me tell you what we're going to do to the devil. We're going to Hulk smash him back into hell. Come on. Back into hell.
All over the building we're standing. Angel, we need a altar call song. To.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good altar call?
Spider-Man. If no one can, it's Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah.
Spider-Man. Spins a web.
Yes.
Catches thieves just like flies.
Yeah.
Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
That's it.
Is he strong?
Yeah.
Listen, bud. He's got salvation in his blood. He can swing from the thread. Take a look overhead. He's there. There goes Spider-Man.
Yes. Come on. Reach out and grab your blessings. Like that Spider-Man, you got to swip. Your blessings are just over the horizon. Swip and bring it back. Swip. Spider-Man operates by faith. When you swing that web, you got to know it's going to hit that building. He don't check, Angel. He flips and he pulls.
Flips and he pulls.
And he pulls. And God is pulling you closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
God is pulling you closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's thwipping because he wants to bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Huh?
And God needs to know, will you recognize him when you see him?
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
You know what? The people are blessed. Okay, that's what I need them to know. It, the fact that they got this word on a Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't as if we prepared. The Lord downloaded that. After we got the schematics from God, he downloaded it.
Yes,
he did. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
God bless you guys. God keep you. The hour is far spent. Angel's getting her hair done. She'll be ready for revival this weekend. She's speaking on Sunday morning. God bless you. See you next week. Get your ticket to see Kev on stage. Okay.
How your first show go?
It's tonight. I'll let you know.
Kevin, I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited. You worked
so hard. You worked so hard. Good.
Thank y'all, Patreon, for tapping in with us live. I'm sorry, Angel. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine.
God bless y'all. We love y'all. We'll see you on Wednesday. Peace. That was great, Angel.
Spider-Man.
I actually was looking at Savannah. I couldn't find a venue. I will be open to it. I will be open. I have not been to Savannah in a good amount of time. I performed there. Oh, this must have been 2015, 2016. Long time ago. Long time ago. You got to drive from Palm Beach to Tampa for the show on Saturday. I'm in Jacksonville Saturday.
We don't talk anymore.
Yeah, drive to Jacksonville. Where are you going to Jacksonville from? What city do you live in where Jacksonville is the closest option? I'm curious. J Mona or J Monet? What up, dude? Soon come. I'm still waiting on Live Nation for Dallas. Yeah, this hotel room is kind of eclectic. They got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, man, I just sleep and pee and poop. I don't think Angel's up on this. That Jaden Daniels thing is so funny. Oh, you're coming from Savannah. That's why you asked. Jaden Daniels telling LSU, you can't use my likeness because y'all gave away my number. Somebody told him his number would never be used again, and that was an old administration. And this new administration said, we're trying to keep these players that are currently here happy, and we don't care about no agreement. And somehow that became Jaden Daniels is a mama's boy. And his dad is in his life. He's in the background. So I don't know. You ain't going to Charleston and nobody else. Actually, Charleston tickets are picking up, I got to say. Me making a video every day has helped. It was funny doing that good accent. It's close to a Bahamian accent. I'm suck at accents. One day I'm gonna hire me an accent coach. I think I'm just so bad at accents. I don't think anybody would ever believe that I could be good. Can I show 15 minutes of the Backbeat tour for my choir concert in October? Sure. It's on YouTube for free. Do whatever you want. Show 20 minutes. Show 26 minutes. Show 30 minutes. Hell, what do I care? I don't know. The number in football is such a huge thing. Maybe because I was never good at sports. I was never the type that could get my number like, no, that's Kev's number. I wore number 30 in basketball because nobody cared about that number. But boy, them people, they'd be paying money for them numbers. We don't talk anymore. I don't know. We didn't get to shoot one because Joshua was close to his wedding. And I didn't feel good about, like, and I was busy too. And then obviously he's getting married in August and out most of August. So I just didn't push on shooting one. We got some good ideas though, but I don't want to be the pushy guy that's like, yeah, I know you're getting married, but we got to get that unruly cousins. Yes, my lovely wife is here. She's in this room. She's watching TV on her iPad. I don't be playing. Kink, I be dead serious. All right, while we watch for Angel, I'm a learn an Irish accent. I be dead serious. I don't think people take me seriously. Watch. I'm going to show you. I'm going to be dead serious. People say I always sound Irish anyway, so I'm going to try an Irish accent. Wait, what happened? All right. Let's do this.
What do you think of this? Quite far. Where's the car? Where's Mark?
What on earth are you doing?
There is a lot of said about the Irish, and moreover, how to do an Irish accent. Trust me, I've watched a lot of it.
Hell now, brown cow.
So this video was inspired out of sheer frustration towards how supposed accent and dialect coaches are portraying and tackling the how to speak with an Irish accent. A quick caveat.
Good me, I'm from Ireland.
Moving on. So, for the let's not rely on that. You can go on different voices. Essentially, the system works in such is considered just indirect and not necessarily Irish, I hope. Let's give it a go. Tees, toes, tem, tink, true, truly. Now, I'm over-articulating it a bit, but what you want to do is start there, you know, go a bit further and then slowly break it down. It's better to go too far and tease, toes, tem, and then pull it back, tease, toes, tem. And eventually you'll get it to a place where it's kind of subtle enough, but, you know, after practice. But what about words that end in a T, or even a K for that matter? Start, heart, that, fat. Start, heart, that, fat. You see, it's like you.
I don't like this guy. There's too much going on. All right, here we go.
It was a big mistake to miss the interview. Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the royal farm.
That was a big mistake. That was a big mistake to come late to the interview.
It was a big mistake to miss the interview. Rebecca.
That was a big mistake to miss the interview. How was that? That was a big mistake to miss the interview. See, y'all laughing. I'm being serious. That was a big mistake to make the interview.
I decided to return early from her trip to the royal farm.
Rebecca decided to return early from... hold up, my bad.
It was a big mistake to miss the interview. Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the royal farm.
Rebecca decided to return her... Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the... I feel like I'm speaking in tongues.
Hello, man. It was a big mistake to miss the interview. Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the royal farm.
Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the Royal Farms. Rebecca decided to return early from her trip to the Royal Farms.
Hello, my name is Garrison. Wow. I'm a coach here at Language Academia. I specialize in British regional and Irish accents.
Thank you.
I'm going to show you five quick and easy steps to learning the Northern Ireland or Northern Irish accent.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Hola.
We are Language Academia.
Hold on. I just want to check something. While I have it on this screen, can y'all hear what I'm saying? Just put one, because I'm on the screen that I'm looking at. Put one if you can hear me just the same, or you can't tell any difference if I'm clicking between one and the other, because it's easier for me to control it if I'm on the other screen. Okay, so y'all can hear when it's on the screen. Okay, so I won't be able to see your comments for a second, because I'm going to be navigating on the screen that I'm watching this on.
Now remember, the accents for film and TV are usually a bit more generalized and simplified. Step one. D sound. In a Northern Irish accent, the D sound is much more pronounced or harder compared to other accents. It gives the speech a very distinct and sharp edge. At the same time, though, this D sound almost comes across as a J. Words like drink and direct show this crisp D sound, but being pronounced in the Northern Irish accent, it would sound more like drink or direct.
Drink or direct. drink, direct. Drink or direct.
Which give it that very crisp J sound. Drink. For example, drink, idiot, direct. In Northern Irish accent, it comes across like drink, idiot, and direct.
Drink, idiot, and direct. Drink, idiot, and direct.
For example, David decided to drive downtown today. In Northern Irish accent, it would come across like, David decided to drive downtown today.
David decided to drive downtown today. David decided to drive downtown today. David decided to drive downtown today.
Danny dreamed of doing something daring. In Northern Ireland accent, it comes across like, Danny dreamed of doing something daring.
Danny dreamed of doing something jarring. Danny dreamed of doing something jarring. All right. Front of the mouth. Front of the mouth. You right, wordsmith. Danny dreamed of doing something jarring. Danny dreamed of doing something jarring.
Step two. Flat I sound. In Northern Ireland, the I sound in words like light and time is flattened, making the sound a bit shorter and closer to an er sound. This gives the speech its characteristic flavor. For example, light, time, my. In Northern Irish accent, it would be light, time, my. Light, example sentences. Time, my. The light in the sky was bright tonight. In Northern Irish, the light in the sky was bright tonight.
The light in the sky was bright tonight. The light in the sky was bright tonight. You have a lisp speaking regular way. What do you mean? you think there ain't nobody in Ireland with a lisp? With a slang? I can't even try. Dang. I can't even try. She said, you got a list. Why don't you go somewhere and sit down? Why don't you go somewhere and sit down? You won't stop me. That was funny, Latoya, but you won't stop me.
It was a big mistake to miss the interview. A Northern Irish accent. It was a big mistake to miss the interview.
It was a big mistake to miss the interview. The interview. It was a big mistake to miss the interview. It was a big mistake to miss the interview. Interview.
Step three. Pronouncing TH. Now in Northern Ireland, TH sounds especially at the beginning of words and often becomes or comes across as a sharp T. This is known as a dental plosive, where the tongue touches the teeth. For example, three becomes three, which is different from the American pronunciation of tree. For example, look at this. Three, tree, tree. You hear a bit of that ch sound mixed in with the TH, but you're not going to pronounce the TH clearly in three. I have $3. I have $3. $3. You hear it's not.
That was good. I have $3. Come on, y'all. I have $3. I have $3. Come on. Don't do that. Angel, hey friend.
Hi.
I'm in here doing this Irish accent and they saying I'm doing bad.
I was letting you be in here with the people by yourself for a little bit. Oh, let me put in my earbuds. Oh shoot. Amber.
Hold on. Where'd it go?
Thank you. I didn't lock myself in. I can't get up. Okay, fine.
I don't know how to make me see. I can't see me with you and the guy.
Oh, you got to put us to the side, don't you?
See, but you're out. Are you in?
Yeah, but because you're pressing the wrong one. You need to press the one where we're...
I'm pressing every one, Angel.
Why is it not doing... Is that a YouTube video?
It is a YouTube video. Oh, wait, there's two more options.
See?
I had to click down. Oh, I know. There's seven options now. All right, let me just finish this video. Angel, you'll tell me if I'm doing good.
Necessarily tree. Examples. Three, thing, thought. In Northern Ireland, tree, ting, and tot. In the middle of the word.
Ting and tot.
Brother, mother. In Northern Ireland, brother.
Mother. Brother.
Sentence examples. Brother.
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 Brother. Brother.
This is the third time we've been through this in Northern Ireland. This is the third time we've been through this.
This is the third time we've been through this. This is the third time we've been through this.
Slow down.
This is the third time we've been through this.
No, I mean like slow, like really, really slow.
This is the third time we've been through this.
Your diphthong on time is too American. I don't
know what a diphthong is, baby girl.
Okay, so a diphthong is when a letter has two sounds to it. Like, so in the American O, it's the O and the U together. It's O. You hear it's two sounds? O.
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 For I, we go I.
I.
So you're going time. Time. They don't have the diphthong in the I. Time.
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 Or it's a little flatter. Yeah.
Time.
This is the third.
This is the third time we've been through this.
That was better.
Told y'all. Just needed Angel. You guys are wrong. She's right. Are you ready?
It's sing-songy.
All I needed was Angel to be on my side.